This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance. That's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, you don't need to go anywhere or be anywhere or make any stops anywhere or be on the road to romance because, dear friends, it is 1 minute after 10 a.m. on this Friday, October the 17th in the year of 2025. And my name is John Redman, and I am bringing you for the next 2 hours my program of Easy Jazz. Where am I? Well, I'm in Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And the program is going out live. And, yeah, if you are listening locally and you have a old-fashioned steam radio, you could be listening on 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. If you're anywhere else in the world or still if you were here in this local area and you've got a smart device, then you could be listening on our live stream, which you get to by going to www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Okay, Johnny boy, let's get on with the music. Regular listeners will know that the first track I play every Friday is the last track from the Friday before. You only get a bar or two of that because I have to go out with music playing. But I give you the full works on the following Friday. So, what have we got to start with today? Well, do you remember a Beatles song called Here, There and Everywhere? You do? Oh, that's fantastic. Because the Beatles wrote, Paul McCartney wrote that, and it was included on their 1966 album called Revolver. But in 1996, the American singer and pianist Karen Allison recorded it on her Concord Jazz album called Collage. She has Bob Bowman on the bass, Todd Strait on the drums, Danny Embry on guitar. So have a listen to this Beatles number sung by one of America's great jazz singers. Karen Allison is the lady, the tune, Here, There and Everywhere.
His hand, nobody can deny that there's something there running his hands through my hair, both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but he doesn't know she's there. I want him everywhere, and when he's beside me, that love never dies, watching his eyes and hoping he's always
a nice track to start the day, wasn't it, eh? That, of course, was the one you got just a bar or two last week. The singer was Karen Allison. The song, of course, was the Beatles' Here, There and Everywhere. And Karen recorded that song in 1996 on her Concord Jazz album called Collage. Bob Bayman was on the bass. What a nice bass. Nice piece of acoustic bass going all the way through that track. So Bob Bowman on bass, Todd Strait drums, Danny Embury was on the guitar. Now, Clarence Lofton, L-O-F-T-O-N, was born in 1887, passed away in 1957. He's called Clarence, but he really went with the title Cripple Clarence Lofton. And he was an American boogie-woogie pianist and singer. He was born in Tennessee. He was born with a limp. And that's how he got the nickname Cripple Clarence Lofton. But did you know that he started his career as a tap dancer, even with his limp? Now, some of his most popular songs include stuff like Strut That Thing, Monkey Man Blues, I Don't Know, Pitchin' Boogie. Here he is on a 1946 Sessions Records recording, singing and playing piano with his composition, I Don't Know. Now, if you like a bit of boogie-woogie, you are sure going to like this. Cripple Clarence Lofton from 1946 with I Don't Know.
For a while, chugging just ribbon down the aisle. Digging Jones, Kevin the Prince. Got much religion as one of his. Wanna go to him, gotta stop you, still call him to be strutting that thing. Which way? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, lover, how to be strutting that thing night and day. There's a lady, but her name is Lou. Shook that thing till she caught the flu. Wasn't satisfied till she jumped in bed. Then she spoke and spoke like this. Shake your shoulders, can't shake your feet. Shake nothing, mom, but your wicked knees. But you shouldn't have. Shouldn't have what, darling? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, love, how to be stirring that thing night and day. Swing it now. Sick and tired the way you do. Kind mama gonna poison you. Spring goober dust round your bed. Wake up some morning, find your own safety. Cause you shouldn't have. Shouldn't have what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, lover, how to be stirring that thing night and day. Shaking and breaking doors, you can hang it on the wall. Pitch it out the window, catch it before it fall. Stop a while, shimmy, if it's all night long. Sometimes a thing got your hammocks on, but you shouldn't have. Shouldn't have what, darling? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm telling you, lover, how to be strutting that thing night and day. Just get back.
Well, I'd call that one a heel tapper. You know, that's where your toe doesn't tap, but your heel goes up and down. That was Cripple Clarence Lofton, 1946 recording, and he sang and played the piano, and that song was his own composition called I Don't Know. Yeah, nice bit of boogie-woogie. Well done, Cripple Clarence. Now, the tune Just an Old Manuscript was recorded by Count Basie and arranged for him by Don Redman. Now, Don Redman wrote this tune, Just an Old Manuscript, together with Andy Razaf. And I'm going to play the Count Basie recording, which is a remastered recording done in 2001 from the original 1946 version. So, have a listen. Bill Basie and his band on a remastered copy of a 1946 tune called Just an Old Manuscript.
Thank you.
Yeah. I, you know, I'm a real fan of Count Basie, always have been. And it's quite nice when you listen to a remastering of an original. And that, the tune was called Just an Old Manuscript, played by the Count Basie Orchestra. And it was originally recorded in 1946, but in 2001 it was remastered. Very nice, eh? Just an Old Manuscript. Now, here's a tune from a Criss Cross Records album made in 2003 in New York. The album's called Close to You, and it features David Hasseltine on piano, Peter Washington on bass, Joe Farnsworth on drums, and they're going to bring us a tune written by Buddy Montgomery. Now, Buddy Montgomery was a brother of the very famous jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery. And Buddy wrote this tune that David, Peter, and Joe are going to bring us. He wrote this tune, and he called it simply Buddy's Tune. And have a listen to this one, because it's good too. Okay, the tune was called Buddy's Tune, written by Buddy Montgomery. The musicians were David Heseltine on piano, Peter Washington bass, Joe Farnsworth on the drums, and that recording was made in New York in 2003, and it comes from a track from Criss Cross Records. The album's called Close to You. Yesterday, I spent a fair bit of time in my music room. That's what I call it, anyway. And I was rotating CDs because every so often I need to rotate the CDs. And what I did yesterday, I rotated the ones I've been using for the last sort of 8 months and replacing them with CDs that I haven't played for perhaps 8 to 12 months. So basically from next week, you'll be getting some perhaps some newer things that you haven't heard or you haven't heard for a year or more, perhaps. And yeah, I enjoyed it. But anyway, let's get on with the music. You know, I mentioned our local composer and lyricist, this man called Chris Negus. Well, obviously, in addition to being a composer and lyricist, he's also a musician. And he very kindly gave me last week a CD. And one of the tracks on the CD I'm going to play for you right now. And this track is where Chris completely off the cuff just decided to improvise on his Hammond keyboard the Cole Porter tune Begin the Begin. That means he just sat at the keyboard and thought, well, yeah, what about Begin the Begin? No music, completely improvised from start to finish and not one mistake anywhere. Have a listen to our local composer and lyricist and musician, Chris Negus, as he plays for us his improvised version on his Hammond keyboard of Cole Porter's Begin the Begin. Yeah, Chris, that was really good, mate. Look, I keep talking about Chris Negus, and as I say, he's a local man, and he composes great music and with great lyrics. And I just wanted to show you there that not only is he a composer, but he's also a very, very good musician too. And that recording of Cole Porter's Begin the Begin was just done off the cuff and totally improvised. So well done, Chris. And I couldn't do the show this week without playing that one. That, mind you, gave me a CD with 12 other tunes on it. You might listen to some of them into the future. But anyway, thank you, Chris Negus. Now, a lady in America, born in San Francisco, is called Whitney James. And she and her sisters used to sort of stage little musicals that they made up. And then she went on, she got dance lessons, acting lessons, and eventually she actually took voice lessons too. And after listening to recordings by Sarah Vaughan, Whitney James got hooked on jazz. And that led her to go to Seattle and study at the Cornish College of Arts. I have got Whitney James on the player right now. And this track you're going to hear is from her 2010 debut album, released by Stir Stick Music, and it's called The Nature of Love. Have a listen. Whitney James on vocals, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Joshua Wolfe on piano, Matt Closey on bass, John Wickham on the drums, and this is their arrangement of How Deep Is the Ocean, which was written in 1932 by Irving Berlin. And the time is 10:34 a.m. on this Friday, October 17th. Whitney James, stand up to the mic with your band and give us How Deep Is the Ocean.
sprinkled with dew. How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is a journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
The singer was the American jazz singer Whitney James, and that track came from her 2010 debut album, which is called The Nature of Love. Now, that when that album was released, it received rave reviews from not only the US, but international jazz press, and actually spent 16 weeks on the jazz radio charts in the top 10. Pretty good, eh? Anyway, she sang with Ingrid Jensen on the trumpet, Joshua Wolf on piano, Matt Clohessy on bass, John Wickan on drums, and the tune, of course, was Irving Berlin's How Deep Is the Ocean? And from How Deep Is the Ocean, popping up next, we've got the Four Freshmen. The Four Freshmen with five trombones, singing an old favourite tune that was written by Sammy Fain and Irving Cahal, published in 1938. And this song's all about missing a loved one. Four Freshmen, five trombones with I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Chestnut tree, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Okay, now, the album is called Four Freshmen and Five Trombones. And that track came from that album. It went out under the label of Capitol Records, 1956. And there you had the Four Freshmen with the five trombones, bringing us their arrangement of Sammy Fain and Irving Cahal's 1938 song, I'll Be Seeing You. Right, let's move on now. And the next track comes from an album called Arthur Prysock and Count Basie. Now, that's a 1965 Verve Records album. And obviously, the people involved are A, Arthur Prysock, and B, the Count Basie Orchestra. I've chosen a track from the album where Arthur sings a song written by Carl Sigman and Jimmy Van Heusen. And the song is called I Could Have Told You So. And you might note that on this track, Count Basie is not playing the piano, he's playing a Hammond organ. So here, Arthur Prysock with the Count Basie Orchestra with I Could Have Told You So.
I could have told you she would hurt you, she'd love you a while and desert you. If only you'd ask, I could have told you so. I could have saved you some crying. Yes, I could have told you she was lying, but you were in love and you didn't want to know. I hear her now as I toss and turn and try to sleep. I hear her now making promises she'll never keep. And soon it's over and done with. She'll find someone new to have fun with. Through all of my tears, I could have told you so.
You know, that album, which is called Arthur Prysock and Count Basie, is a really, really fine album. It was released in 1965. by Verve Records. And, of course, Arthur Prysock was there with that beautiful deep voice of his with the Count Basie Orchestra. And he made a brilliant job with the Basie Band, bringing us that Jimmy Van Heusen and Carl Sigman song, I Could Have Told You So. I'm going to move on to some big band stuff now. And here's a recording made in New York in July 1940, and it features the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and they're going to play a tune that the Duke wrote, and that tune is called Harlem Airshaft, the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Yeah, that's not a bad recording. Seeing that was actually recorded in July 1940, which is 85 years ago, it's not, it's standing way, really well, isn't it, to the rigours of time. So it was the Duke Ellington Orchestra playing a tune called Harlem Airshaft that that Duke Ellington wrote himself, but made the recording in New York in July 1940. The tune Skyliner was written by Charlie Barnett, and was first recorded and released by Charlie Barnett and his orchestra in 1945. Now, I have got a copy of that 1945 recording ready for you on CD player number one. So, here, from 1945, is Charlie Barnett and his orchestra playing the tune Skyliner.
Papa,
1945 was the year that was recorded, and the tune was called Skyliner, written by Charlie Barnett and played by his orchestra in 1945. I mean, you remember the tune, I'm sure. You ever get the situation where you hear a tune and say, oh, yeah, I remember that tune? Yeah, well, Skyliner, everybody remembers that if you're a jazz fan. And by the way, did you realize that I didn't stop for New Sport and Weather? Because I never do. I just carry on. But as there's no news today or sport, you only miss the weather. Right. Here's a good toe tapper. And this one was recorded in Paris in 1938. And the band is headed by the guitarist Django Reinhardt and the violinist Stefan Grappelli. And together with their quintet, they're going to play for us a jazz standard composed in 1925 by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard and Kenneth Casey. Now, that doesn't mean anything to you, does it, really? But when I tell you that Django, Stefan, and the quintet are going to play Sweet Georgia Brown, you know what I'm talking about. So why don't we listen to this 1938 recording of Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, and the quintet with Sweet Georgia Brown. I told you that was different, didn't I? That was recorded in 1938. Guitarist Django Reinhardt and violinist Stefan Grappelli with their quintet, you idiot, playing Sweet Georgia Brown, which was written in 1925. Bit of a toe-tapper, wasn't it, eh? Right, now, it's 5 minutes after 11, so I've got to do my promo on this radio station. Radio Hawke's Bay is your local community access media station. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We do. We've got this wonderful thing called a live stream. And on that live stream, people can listen to our programs all over the world. All you need is a smart device and a search engine like Google or whatever. And to find out all about Radio Hawke's Bay, if you take your cell phone or your laptop or your tablet or whatever, and you open up your search engine and you type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Our homepage comes up. That's our website. Look right at the top. It says Listen Live. Click on that and you can listen to whatever is being played or broadcast at that time that you clicked on Radio Hawke's Bay. We put out around 100 programs a week. We've got just over 90 broadcasters. We've got a great team of four who keep everything going behind the scenes. And I've got to say that we go and get something to write with and something to write on, because I'm going to give you a phone number. Go on, off you go, quickly. You know, Battery Sergeant Major Williams would be saying, "Jelly, jelly, move yourselves, move yourselves." Okay, you're back, good. Right on your hand, if you like. Here's the phone number you've got to write down. 06-878-8710. Say it again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number if you want to be a new broadcaster on this station. Now, you might have an idea of what you want to do. You might have an idea with your club or your organization. And if you think, well, yeah, I've got this great idea, or the club's got a great idea, and we think it should be broadcast around the world, ring that number. Talk to one of the Dream Team. And then you'll be invited in, and you'll be able to say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of. What do you think? Who knows? You could be the next new broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Full training will be given. You're not thrown in at the deep end. Most of our programs are recorded, so you'll be taught how to record a program. If you want to do it live, you'll be one of the few who actually sit in a studio live, ready to fluff up and make mistakes the way I do every week. But did you know that on that website, you've got our schedule, so you can actually see what program is on at what time on what particular day, also when the repeats are on. You'll also be able to find that we have this brilliant podcast. Now, if there's a program that you really enjoy and you had to miss one episode because, you know, you have to do something else, go to the website. Look for podcast. Start to type in the name of the show. A ladder will fall down. Not a real ladder, but, you know, a ladder of different shows. And you'll pick out the one you want. Click on that. Then a ladder will fall down, showing all the dates and times that that show was broadcast. Then you can say, oh, yeah, there's the one I missed. Click on that, and you can listen to it How simple is that? Yeah, pretty good, eh? That, in a few minutes, is all about Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, I'm going to go back to music. In 1959, the singer Bobby Darin recorded a song on London American Recordings, and that song was a great hit for him. The same song had previously been recorded by Louis Armstrong, and it had also been a big hit for him too. What was the song, you say? Aha! Some of you say, I know what the song was. Yes, you're right. It was Mac the Knife. And Mac the Knife was composed by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht in 1928 in Berlin. And they wrote it for their 1928 music drama in German called Die Drei Groschen Oper, in English, The Threepenny Opera. And the song, of course, tells of a knife-wielding criminal of the London underworld called Mackies, the Mac, the knife of the title. So here's Bobby Darin from his 1959 recording of Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag is just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackies back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
Oh, what a great recording. Absolutely. I think Bobby, personally, I think Bobby Darin's recording is slightly better than Louis Armstrong's recording. But of course, that was Bobby Darin with his 1959 recording of Mac the Knife. The time now is 11:15 a.m. on this Friday, the 17th of October in the year 2025. In 1946, Capitol Records put out a disc of a song called I Don't Know Enough About You. Now, that song was written by Peggy Lee and her husband, Dave Barber. And on that 1946 Capitol Records, it was actually performed by Peggy Lee, singing her own lyrics and backed by her husband, Dave Barber's orchestra. So having explained that to you, why don't we have a listen to this 1946 Capitol Records recording by Peggy Lee and the Dave Barber Orchestra singing. Peggy's going to sing the song she wrote with her husband, and it's called I Don't Know Enough About You.
I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. But baby, I'm confused about you. You get me in a spin. Oh, what a stew I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none. And isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you. I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology and a little more psychology. I'm a little gem in geology, but I don't know enough about you. I guess I better get out the encyclopedia and brush up on from schmer to schmooze. 'Cause I don't know enough about you.
Yeah, I really love that song. It's called I Don't Know Enough About You. It was recorded in 1956 for Capitol Records by Peggy Lee and Dave Barber, who wrote the song. And Peggy, wasn't she a great singer? Great singer, great composer, great actress. Anyway, Peggy Lee and Dave Barber provided the singing and the backing music. Great lyrics, too. Yeah, 1946. Oh, I meant to say when I was doing my promo that please don't think that Radio Hawke's Bay is just a music, just broadcast music. Yes, we do a lot of music. We do jazz, obviously. There's this program, Easy Jazz with John Ribman. There's Two for Jazz that my friend Ian Hunt broadcasts on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 and also on Wednesday from 4 to 6. But we have non-music programs, and you'll find out if you go to our website, look at the schedule, you'll just see how many different programs we put out every week. I mean, yeah, we've got a lot, you know, we do classical music and all various other genres, but there's a lot of non-music too. Okay, let's move on now. Excuse me. This one's for all you Sinatra fans out there in listening land, and you don't need to worry because I'm coming up with two of his recordings. First of all, here's Frank Sinatra singing As Time Goes By. Now, that song was written by Herman Hopfeld in 1931, and it became famous when it was featured in that 1942 film, Ingrid Bergman, Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca, when it was sung by Dooley Wilson, who was the piano player in the movie. So here comes old Blue Eye with his 1952 recording of As Time Goes By. And there's some great recordings that he did with his pianist. His pianist was called Bill Miller. Have a listen to Frank with a bit of Bill Miller in there as well. As Time Goes By.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Great recording, that one. That was Frank Sinatra's 1952 recording of the song As Time Goes By. It was written in 1931 and became famous in the 1942 film Casablanca. And the piano, of course, was played by Bill Miller. I'm going to go on to another old Blue Eyes one now, again with Bill Miller on the piano. One for my baby and one more for the road. It's a song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, and they wrote it for a movie musical in 1943, and the movie musical was called The Sky's the Limit. It was first performed by none other than Fred Astaire in that movie, The Sky's the Limit. And I've said so many times that so many jazz standards were first performed by old Fred Astaire. But this one isn't Fred Astaire. This is Frank Sinatra. And Frank's going to sing from his 1958 recording this lovely, lovely song. Oh, God. One for my baby and one more for the road. And Bill Miller is on the piano.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my babe and one more for the road. I got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad, can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's talked away? Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bend in your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby, and one more for the road. The long, it's so long, the long, very long.
I don't think anyone could sing that song better. Honestly, I don't. I must admit, I sat here in the studio with the mic off and sang along with Frank right to the very end, but then I had to turn the mic back on. Anyway, you probably guessed that was Frank Sinatra singing the song One for My Baby and One More for the Road. He recorded that in 1958. Bill Miller, his pianist, was the man on the keyboards there. And it was written in 1943 by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer for a movie musical, The Sky's the Limit. And I'll say again, the first person to sing it was Fred Astaire. God, man, he was not just a dancer, was he? Right, what time have we got? 11:32. Bohemia After Dark is an album by the jazz drummer Kenny Clarke, and it features some of the earliest recordings that he did with Cannonball Adderley on alto sax and Cannonball's brother Nat Adderley, who plays cornet. It was first released in September 1955 by Savoy Records, and the album and the very first track on the album are named after the Cafe Bohemia, which was a restaurant where, between 1955 and 1960, live jazz sessions were held. Now, I want you to listen to that first track, okay? There's no Cannonball Adderley or Nat Adderley on this one. The first track, Bohemia After Dark, Horace Silver wrote the piece. Sorry, yes, what am I? Horace Silver wrote the piece. He's on piano. Donald Byrd is on trumpet. Jerome Richardson on tenor sax. Paul Chambers on bass. Kenny Clarke on the drums. So, Kenny Clarke with his band and Bohemia After Dark. that great piece of jazz. Excuse me, a great piece of jazz. That was, wasn't it? That was, in fact, the recording of Bohemia After Dark, which was actually made in September 1955 and released by Savoy Records under the title, the album title, Bohemia After Dark. But the tune you heard was the same name, right? Bohemia After Dark. Horace Silver on piano, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Paul Chambers on bass, Kenny Clarke on the drums. Now, I'm going to go now to another trumpeter, and this trumpeter is called Donald Byrd, B-Y-R-D, and he was on the last track, if you remember, Donald Byrd. So I'm going to Donald Byrd again, and here he is on a 1957 recording made for Savoy Records. The tune that he's involved with is one that was written by Don Ray and Gene DePaul, and it's called Star Eyes. Tommy Flanagan is on piano, John Jenkins on alto sax, Dave Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Donald Byrd is the man again on the trumpet, and the tune is Star Eyes.
Thank you.
Yeah, a bit long, that one, you know. That was exactly 7 minutes and 50 seconds on that particular recording. Donald Byrd was on the trumpet. Recording was made in 1957 for Savoy Records. Tommy Flanagan was on the piano, John Jenkins, alto sax, Dave Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Now, Donald Byrd was born in Detroit, Michigan, and he died in Dover, Delaware, aged 80 in 2013. Great, great trumpeter, though. In 1981, a company called 3-3 Jazz recorded a live session at a place called the Keystone Corner. At the corner was spelt with a K. And the Keystone Corner was a jazz club in San Francisco. And 3-3 Jazz recorded there when Sonny Stitt was on tenor sax, Cedar Walton was on piano, Herbie Lewis on bass, Billy Higgins on the drums. And they recorded a tune that was written by Sonny Stitt, the tenor saxophonist, a tune that he called Dig Mr. Woody. And I'm going to play you that recording right now, the one they made in 1981 at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, California. And Sonny Stitt leads the way with his tune called Dig Mr. Woody. Thank you. Well, they certainly liked that, didn't they, eh? That was a recording made in 1981 at a jazz club called Keystone Corner in San Francisco, California, featuring Sonny Stitt on tenor sax, Cedar Walton piano, Herbie Lewis bass, Billy Higgins drums. And the tune you heard was written by Sonny Stitt, the man on tenor sax, and the tune was called Dig Mr. Woody. And that went down quite well, I think. Oh, now I must... Hang on, I've got a frog in my throat. Okay, he's gone. I've got to tell you that, just to remind you that in December, on December the 3rd, at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre, myself doing vocals, Steve Miller on piano, and David Day on bass, we're going to do just under an hour of jazz, but we'll throw a couple of Christmas carols in as well. And that particular event is called Round the Piano. So if you're fancy free on December the 3rd, come to the Havelock North Function Centre and have a listen to three old men. I think together our ages, if you add all our ages up, we come to something like 287 years. Oh, and the other news is I have been talking to the people at the Trinity Methodist Church in Clive Square, Napier. Some of you might remember that starting in 2010, we did about, 12 years of Jazz Vespers, and that might be coming back. But anyway, my God, 2 minutes left. Remember, be careful out there, always, and remember to love the ones that you love, because they'll be back loving you so much more. Let's go out today with a little bit of Julie London singing a recording she made in 1955 with Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Leatherwood on bass, and the tune is Cry Me a River. You'll get it all next week. So God bless, look after yourselves. Be safe. It's a holiday next week, but I'll be here. John Redman out for now.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.